I'm not so sure how special the treat will be. I've been in prison in my room for 2 years because my wife is a doctor and I'm a danger to the public. Thanks to everybody who made this possible. Thanks to the lovely blue whale back there that inspires me. I've been stuck in my room. I wrote a story with a pillow as the protagonist. I wrote a story about what happens to all the Concord grape jelly packets that we don't eat and throw away when they come from the landfills for revenge. And I wrote several of these poems. Literary frame poems, front and back, stuck in my room for 2 years, imagination poems in the middle, mostly science fiction-y. The first one is actually autobiographical. In the period right after 9/11, I did a job for the CIA, or as they called it, the funding agency. And the reason I did it was so that for the rest of my life, I could say, yeah, well, when I worked for CIA, we didn't do it that way. But this is not an autobiographical poem about that, entitled The Terror. He is a writer, they said, understands interrelationships, how things fit together. So now I type lists of the dead, lists of the killers into computable rows, that the dots may be connected, so that things may be fitted together. Boole invented a syntax just for this. I list why the dead are dead and who paid to make them so. There is an economy of death, foundations that make grants, committees that meet a lot, analyze. The committees are well paid, but thrive on herds of volunteers. I type all this as if it could compute. I think this may explain itself. Formal petition to switch universes. Oh, black holes, oh, missing matter, oh, third and fourth laws of thermodynamics, hear my petition, my plea, and prayer. When I was born, there were no wolves in Wales. Humans are still subject to wars, to wasting disease, to junior high school. Oh, powers, get me out of here. Accept my petition to be reborn in a Welsh Republic, the center of a Gymri empire. No war, no disease, no Starbucks, no time bonus on chess clocks, no designated hitter. Oh, powers, that universe, surely it's out there. And no golf. No gulf of days present, no gulf of times past, no gulf of ages yet to come. Oh, powers, take me there. Why we kill planets. As a rule, we do not mean to kill them, but if they are unseemly, that must be corrected. If they are pure ice balls, that must be corrected. If they lack character, it must be instilled. If they lack purpose, one will be provided for them. This is not always without risk. If a planet is insane, what is to be done? An insane planet in a straitjacket is now more massive than it was and still insane. Lithium triggers fires. Thunderbolts and lightning have proven ineffective as a treatment. I hear the water running, Pavlov's dog. A photograph of Pavlov's dogs is in our house on the second floor. It's a photograph of Pavlov's dogs, the laboratory staff, and Pavlov himself on a picnic. So this one I sold to Asimov's just like last week. So it should be out end of the year, early next year. It's entitled The Next Step, and it's a success story. The successful barnacle will be a The successful barnacle will be a self-starter, perfectly willing to relocate. The successful barnacle will not be looking for a handout. It will only be seeking a reliable outflow. The successful barnacle will learn to eat plastic and like it. The successful barnacle will understand that animals are just mobile sacks of seawater. It will act on that knowledge. The successful barnacle will not tolerate the world's fresh water for long. The successful barnacle will coat the continents and learn to filter the air. The successful barnacle will not listen to excuses. It will not listen at all. The successful barnacle will take the view that just because a thing has been around for a long time does not make it necessary. So this is my Bukowski derivative rant on gravity. I taught the writing of science fiction to undergraduates at Seton Hall, and I decided the best way to start was to shake their world in a hooky kind of way. So I asked, show of hands, how many of you believe in gravity? And all the hands went up. And I said, oh, you poor things. This is entitled, Face It. You try to learn something, logged on or TFNV, and these science twits are all gravity this and gravity that. When Zoroaster on toast, folks, we've known these 100 years and more, ain't no such thing. But we tell it to the kids, tell it to the Marines, hang on to the lie, the old fraud, make excuses about terminology. And it's past time to let them lame-ass their way around it. So no, she is not attracted to you. She is following her own path, and you are just in her way. And no, there is no force holding you down. It's your own fault. Einstein, for chaos' sake, 1915. The company H&B that I mentioned in the first line makes professional baseball bats. This is entitled Louisville Scriveners. I wish the Hillerich and Bradsby Company made pens. Wish you could go down to the factory, see the model Melville used to create Moby Dick. Note how the condor quill is hafted to English oak, built to handle both adjectives and metaphor. Or the hefty birch staff Solzhenitsyn used in exile. The firm iron pen Steinbeck deployed to press the grapes of wrath. Poe's wicked device, neither crow feather nor raven, but a hawthorn stylus tipped with obsidian. Then you could have them make one for you, just like your heroes, or something new. Experts will tell you it's not the pen that makes the writer, but we all know both the hand and the tool are behind the mystery. Shaking. I've done this for a while. Ending as I started with an autobiographical poem based on the belief that you are what you read, especially what you read and remember. It's entitled Confessional Poem. I am the crystal egg, and I am the urn from the coast. I am also, it is true, any friend of Nicholas Nickleby's is a friend of mine, and there will come soft rains. Thanks to my most important teacher, let us name her Peggy Usher. I sometimes ask, are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses when the subjects of child care or elder care come up? But I am one who would, I hope, walk away from Omelas. I am Sir and Direction of the Road, and be warned, the day before the revolution. Being Welsh in background, I am chivalry, but I'm also Borges and I, and the Red-Headed League, and possibly Jekyll, but more probably Hyde. I am the lost years and am the chief operator, but try not to be in the penal colony or good country people. I find myself wondering about the Dowager Duchess of Medway, about her past. Strangers ask if I am really the sweetheart of the Song Chabon or the darkness behind it. I am both, I tell them, both. To my great surprise, I am the selfish giant. But the truth, the bottom line, is that being a friend of Nicholas Nickleby, I am the final breaking up of Do the Boys Hall. Thank you very much.